Once more, good afternoon and welcome to Conversations That Matters, a podcast that deals with issues that matters, importance that matters in the life of our people, our audience, our supporters. Once again, my name is Andy Zozu. Thank you so much for tuning in on such a beautiful and educational episode. Yeah, man. So today we are very lucky. We are talking about something very serious, something that is affecting most of us. So we are going to outline and find solution, which is communication as well as public speaking. Now, when you talk about communication, the word itself is very broad. So communication deals with the exchanging of information by speaking or writing. So today we're focusing on speaking, public speaking. Public speaking include, of course, giving debates at school or rather addressing a massive of people. That's public speaking. Now it has become a major problem to most of us because we are scared of public speaking. So we want to know why are we scared and how what are the solutions of that. So to bring us more of that information today, our guest, we have a YouTuber all the way from Canada. His name is Brandon Kay. He is the founder and the director of Master Talk. It's a YouTube channel that he produces to help the world master the art of public speaking. He is an expert in that. So he's already on the line to talk to us more about that. Mr. Brandon Kay, good afternoon from my side. Good morning from your side, sir.
Hey Zulu, it's great to be on, man. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We know your time is limited, my brother. Let's just get into the point. Please tell us a bit about Master Talk. Let's start with Master Talk. I want to know where did the idea come from?
Yeah, for sure, Zulu. So it all started when I was in college and university. I went to business school and I did these things called case competitions. Think of it like professional sports, but for nerds. So while other guys my age were playing footy or rugby or basketball or baseball, I wasn't playing any of those sports. I was playing presentations competitively. That's how I learned how to speak. But then as I got older, Zulu, I started coaching a lot of the students in the college on how to speak because they didn't really have anybody to help them. And it's that experience that helped me start the YouTube channel probably 3.5 years ago because I felt that none of the information was available for free. Like, I have no way to coach you because you're in South Africa. So I say, how do I create video so that everyone in the world, whether they pay me or not, can still afford and take advantage of my free video? So that's the idea.
Lovely. It's so beautiful. What a lovely idea, my brother. Now, let's get into the challenges with the public speaking. The most challenges, of course, fear. People are fear. We are fear to face the people and so. But from you, I want to know other challenges. What can you say? What are other challenges that we deal with when we talk about the public speaking?
Yeah, for sure, Zulu. Fear is definitely one of them. I would say even bigger than fear is motivation. Motivation. Because if you don't have the motivation to do it, you can't push through the fear. So how do we find the motivation and why don't we? The reason we'd have motivation, Zulu, is because we're not excited about our communication in the same way we are about our vacations. In the same way about the watches we want to buy, in the same way that we are about the houses we want to get. That's the challenge. So how do we fix that? We fix that through this question. And the question is simply this: how would your life change if you were an exceptional communicator? Start to ask yourself that question, because communication is so much more than giving a presentation. It's the way you talk to your family. It's the way you meet strangers when you travel. It's the way you order food at a restaurant. It's every moment of your life. And when you realize that it's every moment, you'll get better at it.
Yes, you are right, my brother. It's every moment of your life. Communication is key. Now, moving forward, amongst other things, my brother, you do free training on effective communication. Please tell us more about that and how does the participant benefit from your services?
Yeah, absolutely, Zulu. So there's two ways to keep in touch with me. The first one is up on my YouTube channel. You can just go to Master Talk. There's hundreds of free videos. that you can access definitely from South Africa and watch and enjoy that. And then the other way is the free training that you mentioned, Zulu. I do a free training every 3 weeks that everyone's invited to. It's a 90-minute call. And on that call, I facilitate it. It's live. It's not boring. It's on Zoom. And all you have to do is register for it at rockstarcommunicator.com, and you can access that for free.
Okay. That's lovely. It's a lovely idea, by the way. It's a brilliant. That means that brilliant. Keep up the good work, my brother. Now, please tell us the advantages, of course, of effective communication and business growth. Now, how to use communication to generate more sales when you're in the business industry?
Absolutely. So how does communication play into business growth, Zulu? The way that it does is by understanding the following. The best way to scale any business is to focus on one product. And if you sell the same product over and over and over again, you naturally get better at it, and it becomes easier for you to get the sale and to increase it. So how does communication play a role in sales? Communication plays a role because if somebody is looking at you while you're trying to make a sale and is commenting on all of the little mistakes that you're making in your communication, your conversion rates will just increase. I'll give you some examples. Are you interrupting the prospect while they're speaking? Are you smiling when you're listening to them? Most people don't smile. They look like this. They look like zombies whenever they're listening to people. Are you asking really good questions, or are you just selling your product right away? Are you really asking powerful questions? These are some examples of things that most people don't do. And then the last piece is when you explain what you have. How do you explain your product and service in a way that gets people excited to buy from you, not confused? Right. So these are a lot of mistakes people who make $100,000 or more are making. So just by fixing some of these points, you'll already stay ahead of most of your competition.
Well said. I kind of love your answer there. Hopefully it will benefit us a lot. Now, still in communication, Mr. Brendan, it is normal that introvert people are often the ones suffering the most in mastering public speaking. Now, from you as an expert, any advice on how to communicate if you are an introvert? What can you say about that?
Yeah, absolutely, Zulu. So when we think about introverts, you know what surprised me the most, Zulu, is that introverts are actually the best people I've ever worked with in my career. So there's a myth as to that introverts are bad speakers. Is that true? So there's three things that introverts actually do better than extroverts that is worth sharing, Zulu. The first one is that they're exceptional listeners.
Yeah.
Introverts speak less on average, Zulu, which means they'll listen more. They'll spend more time adapting the message to the audience. Whereas me, I'm always loud all the time. I'm always talking. That's why I'm a guest. I'm always talking. So for me, it's harder to listen. That's one. Number two, pausing. Introverts are really good at pausing to emphasize key points of their message. Why? Because they're more comfortable with silence. They spend less time talking. So naturally, it's easier for them to get the results. So that's one piece. Okay. But an extrovert always wants to fill up space. We always want to talk, 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 talk. Hey. So we're not good at pausing. And then number three is accessibility. Introverted speakers are more relatable than extroverts. Let me give you an example. If you're an introvert, you're relatable. So let's take Gary Vaynerchuk as an example here. We all know who Gary V is, massive social media influencer, CEO of VaynerMedia. He's done very well for himself. But he's the kind of speaker that you either really, really like me, or you really, really don't like. There's no middle with Gary V. You either love him or you don't.
Or you don't.
Whereas, right? But with Brené Brown or Seth Godin or Simon Sinek, Zulu, nobody says, I hate Brené Brown. Nobody says that. In fact, if you say that, you'll go to jail. You can't say that because she's an introverted speaker. Indeed. So she's more relatable. So that's my answer.
Well said, my brother. It's lovely. Let's wrap it like this, my brother. For my audience who are interested in learning more, how can they access your services? And any recommendation, maybe a book, where they can learn more about public speaking and effective communication.
Absolutely, Zulu. So two ways. I'd say the first one is definitely Master Talk, the YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube and type Master Talk. You'll have access to hundreds of free videos on how to speak. And the second way is attend one of my live free trainings over Zoom. All you have to do is go to rockstarcommunicator.com and you could register for a next one. They're super fun, they're live and they're interactive, and I'm on the call.
Lovely man. I'm one of your friends, by the way. Ever since you and I have interacted, I've been following Master Talk. Give me a month, then I'll be the best, almost close to you. That was Mr. Brandon. Brother, thank you so much for your time. We know that you are a busy man, but thank you so much for making time and educating us about such importance. We wish to have you next time on a conversation at Meta, brother. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Zulu, and thank you for all your support as well. I really appreciate it.
Lovely man. Enjoy the rest of the day, hey?
You too, man.
That was Mr. Brandon K. He is a YouTuber and the founder of Master Talk. He was briefing us, or rather educating us a bit about public speaking as well as effective communication, especially in business growth. So do tune into this episode if you are a business person or if you're a regular person wanting to master communication, because you remember him saying that the communication is everywhere. You are going to travel and meet new people. So it's nice that your communication be in another level. So we practice every day. But you can of course follow his Twitter, rather YouTube channel, Master Talk, to find out more. There are plenty of videos that are educational. From me to you guys, thank you so much again for tuning in on such a beautiful and lovely episode of the Conversations That Matter with Andy Sorazu. Thank you so much. Until we meet again on our next episode, you can share the link to your friends so we can help grow the podcast. Until then, I have nothing but a lot of love for you. Until we meet again, bye bye.